Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Are back in the limelight with yet another extraordinary entrepreneur this week. I do want to remind you, though, that you are going to be able to see this video, and I need my list because we're going to be seen all over the place, and it's going to be on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. And I need the list because this is also new, and you can listen to the podcast on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and our good friends over at Inspired News Radio. Do not forget to get over to clarissaburt.com so that you can take a look at the digital magazine. It is in the limelight for the savvy entrepreneur, and savvy we are speaking about today because what an idea my next guest came up with. Just the coolest darn thing. Oh, is that a new watch? No, Clarissa, it's not a watch. It's Benjamin Anderson's invention, and it's called Handy Guru. Hi, hi, Benjamin. It's called Handy Guru, and wait till you hear what this thing does. Oh, it comes in this packaging, by the way, and it comes with this little thing, too, and now Benjamin's going to tell us all about this.
Hey, Clarissa, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm loving having it. And thank you for the gift. I was so thrilled to get this and love the concept, especially, obviously. I mean, you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, right? And so I guess it was kind of a necessary kind of thing, you being the father of two young boys and school, no school, or, you know, keep him homeschooled. We were just talking about that. Send them back to school. So what did you come up with during COVID that really is a game changer?
Yeah. So basically, beginning of the year, we started traveling a bunch and we were being very conscious about our health and keeping germs away. So I was carrying a big giant bottle of hand sanitizer in my back pocket everywhere. With kids spraying it on their hands, just it was just too cumbersome. So we started thinking, what can we do to create a wearable sanitizer that works really quickly and effectively, that reminds you to use it? And we ended up coming up, first off, it was should we make it a necklace, should we, you know, where are we going to put it?
Sure. Right.
Pocket. And then I was wearing this actual
I like that color too.
Another color.
Great color.
And it reminded me to think, well, why don't we, I'm washing my hands all the time and I see this wristband, and why don't I try to develop something that I can put hand sanitizer in right there next to my hand.
Right.
So it was a long process of trying to figure out what works, what didn't. We started with just my family were using them, and it started taking off from their friends.
What an extraordinary idea. What I'm going to do is throw up now. I'm sorry, this is the best way I can do this, but because this is the technology I have in the moment, but I'm going to set up some pictures and, you know, just to see how fun the colors are. And, you know, and it's really, really kind of rubber and flexible and super comfortable to wear. Here's another picture with all a couple of different colors. Tell me a second real quick about the, PNG. Nice. Tell me a second about your, I love this logo. Tell me how this, I mean, how did you come up with the name Guru and then the two hand, love it. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I'm an artist by trade. I've been a professional artist for 20 years and doing design on the side for a long time. Right. So this kind of came naturally to try and find something that would work with healing hands was kind of the concept. And it actually was inspired by Hopi Healing Hands, which has a hand with a spiral in it. And I decided to create two hands together just to kind of create that joining union vibe. And it just kind of took off from there. A lot of people they love the logo. They don't even know what the product is, but there's something about it.
It's like, I'll buy it anyway. I love the logo. Exactly. Who cares what's inside the box? No, I'm joking. But But, you know, again, it's rubber, so everybody can see. It's really stretchy. And you talk about viscous gels that go inside. So everybody, you'll see it when you go to the website, Handy Guru. By the way, let me send that so that, sorry, this is when you, you know, you produce your own show. But there it is, handyguru.com, everybody. Get over there and take a look. Benjamin's actually on there with a fabulous video that he walks you through the process. You put the stuff in here, whatever it's going to be. And it could be the hand sanitizer that he talks about. And I think you also talked about even sun protection, right?
Yeah. Same thing. Anything can go in there that's viscous gel. And right now we're using it mainly for sanitizers, obviously, because it's so needed right now.
Right.
Sunscreen is just as needed. So we're using it for that as well.
Right. So you put the contents going in here, which comes in the box, by the way. And there's a little insertion piece right here. You'll see it. It's right there. And you just put it inside and fill it up. And as you're going throughout your day, you turn it over and it gives you dosed little pumps. You know, you pump it and it gives you little dosages of your, so you're ready to go rock and roll, and you don't have to think about, no fumbling for in your purse, in your pocket. So as Benjamin said before, it's right there, and such a genius idea. And I can't tell you, Benjamin, how many entrepreneurs I've spoken to that have exploded during COVID. You know, in a time when things are, you know, they're a little iffy at best, and the economy isn't the greatest, and you know, to be launching a business during COVID, walk us through that a minute. I mean, you know, the difficulties, it wasn't all, you know, a rose.
Yeah, no, I mean, launching a business anytime is difficult, but during COVID, everything was shut down. So it actually gave us a little more time to focus on family and needs. Once we got sorted, we started thinking, well, we have a need here. So can we just develop something that's easy for us as a family? And once we figured that out, then it was maybe we should take this out and get it to the public. And so that process was fairly long and involved in trying to figure out samples.
Just to figure out the concept and how it might work, right? Yeah. That was okay. Now you have to take it to the next level. I guess you went back to the drawing board and sort of like conceiving and drawing and figuring out and then the logo and the whole nine yards. But then, you know, it's going to be made out of rubber and it's going to have this little hole in it. And, you know, that took a little bit of ingenuity.
It was time consuming, but at the same time we were getting a bunch of different samples in so we could test different different ways that it worked. So once we got it working, the real challenge was getting it produced and then finding a quality production, and then figuring out how the box looked, getting the box designed, figuring out instructions, making sure people knew how to use it.
And this, all of the measurements, there's a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. And then once you do that, you think, okay, cool, this is so awesome, I've got a product now. But then you also have to take it to market. So that has been the real challenge. I mean, like I said, an artist.
Taking it to market, sure.
Taking a product to market for me was a whole new thing. So I've had a lot of people helping out.
Talk to us about that for a second, because there might be some people that are listening in that would like to know, you know, kind of what the process is like and what to expect and delusion, maybe rejection, delusionment sometimes. Like, I thought it was going to go better than it did.
Well, there's always ups and downs, of course, in life. So you got to be ready for those. Got to have thick skin, so opinions and all that. But in general, I have to say I've been very fortunate and it's been somewhat fairly smooth. I say that very tentatively, but all in all, it's been fairly smooth. So one of the main things that we decided to do once we went to market was build a website. So I ended up building the whole website myself with also some tips from some website gurus. But that was a great thing to get up just for awareness. And we had the website up before the product was even available, just to let people know. We started doing media, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff kind of came in before we even launched the product.
Right.
So once the product was ready, we had that framework ready to go, and then it was just implementing and letting people know that it was there.
So what does that look like? Did that look like you directly contacting retailers? Is it, you know, are you going down that path? Is it strictly online?
We're hitting all channels. We're going for it. It was one of those things when we first launched this was, what are we going to do? We're going to stick to e-commerce first, or we're going to go do retail. So we decided, you know what? There's no reason not to do all of it all at once together. Shotgun approach. So having said that, we do some small retail accounts. We've been hitting the pavement, getting more of those going. But
we should say you're out in California, right? So, yeah. I mean, they're always like first adopters, especially when we're talking about, you know, not only safety, I think everybody's worried about that, but certainly if somebody wanted to use this for sunscreen or something, you know, having that at the ready, in California, certainly, again, early adopters, and that could be, or you could, you know, you could have one in one, right? Like you wear a whole chain of them, have different things, you know, going on. Right. One is, you know, for the sun and the other one is for, is for the virus, and keeping your hands nice and clean and sanitized. So, okay. So you went first with the website and then you're going to move into some retail. What kind of feedback are you getting? Like in the beginning, was it like light bulbs went off or you really had to explain it a little bit or how were people receiving it?
Yeah. So it has been kind of light bulbs going off in people's heads because they think I never thought of doing that or having something so close to my hands to use.
Right.
For either sunscreen or hand sanitizer. So it really has also been an awareness campaign of letting people know that there's another option other than putting large bottles of hand sanitizer in your back pocket or carrying them around in your car or doing any of that. So it's once we get that awareness out, which we've been doing, it really has been a lot of interest, which is great. And, you know, and people are going, well, how does it work once that light bulb goes off? How does it work? What can I use in it? You know, what kind of products are workable in it? And so we've just been answering questions left and right and sending them out. And it's been great. Yeah, it's
I'll bet it's been great. It looks like it's been, again, you know, launching and, you know, creating something new is always challenging, as all of us entrepreneurs know. But when something just is right and it just works and it just clicks, it's just right and it works and it clicks. And like you just said, it's, you know, everybody's really jumping on board and really catching it right away. And I did. I love it. I think it's awesome myself. Cool. So what are you guys, what's next? What are you planning? I mean, you're in, it's relatively new. You're definitely in promotional phase. But what's next? Anything coming down the pike as far as maybe different product ideas?
Yeah. So we're working on, we've just come out with 11 colors total for all the different bands. So we have 11
colors. Yeah, 11 I know. Colors.
We're now officially on Amazon, which has been a huge push for us. That on the back end for most and any entrepreneurs that are watching, the Amazon process can be very
tight. Right.
So we're officially on there and selling, which is great. And our next step is actually to do bulk products for the wristbands. So we're going to be doing hand sanitizer product, all natural, sunscreen product that's all natural, and then also working on a bug repellent gel. That will be great to use in all those environments.
So you're going
to
make the gels now too?
Yeah, we're working on that as we speak.
That's great. Oh, that's a perfect offshoot for this. That's
We always figured, you know, people always ask us, what should we use in it? And so now we think, okay, well, we can offer that. We know exactly the viscous, how viscous it needs to be to work perfectly. So that's
really cool. So what I did read was that there was a glow in the dark one for Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see that one. I'll see that right here. And let me see. No, take it out of the box. I want to see it. Go. Oh, so it's white. Okay.
It's white, but I wish I could turn the lights off here for you.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. No. But it glows in the dark. How cool is that?
Yeah. So, during the daylight, it's white. It's a transparent white.
And at night.
It lights up.
I mean, it's kind of double safety right there, right?
Yeah. Cool. I mean, for camping, for Halloween, for anything at night around campfires,
too fun.
You know, all that stuff. It's good for the kids. We've tried to create some colors and vibes for kids that they want to actually wear them. So that's been a big push for us, is to try and get kids to want to wear these, because obviously if they have hand sanitizer right on their hands, they're going to be using it more often. Back to school, all that stuff. We're trying to donate some kits to teachers and get kids to wear them a little more often, starting with our kids. So that was the true test. If we can get our kids to wear them, then hopefully we can get other kids to
wear them. What are the kids, I mean, that's a great point. What do the kids think about it when you first said, okay guys, it's in, they're in, you know, moment of excitement, now put them on and try them out?
Well, I have to say, I've come up with a lot of crazy ideas. And so I've always run them by my kids and they always kind of laugh at them. And once I told them this one, they said, okay, well, that's a good idea, but are you really going to do it? So yes, I'm really going to do it. And when we finally got the product and showed it to them, they were really stoked. And it really was a test in colors too. Like, which colors do you want to wear?
Well, I'm going to kind of think that, you know, that the kids would err on the part of, man, this is really cool, and kind of like continue to use it. Like, you know, you don't have to like beg them to please put the stuff on your hands. This is kind of like a mini toy, if you will. It's a cool idea. You know, it's like you can't keep the stuff in there long enough before, and that's great. That's exactly what you want them to do. You want them to use it. A little bit of
a problem we had was that they were using them so often that it was.
How did I know that? How did I know that? So that, you know, I mean, right then and there, it's a product that sells itself, right? You don't even have to, you know, because the kids loved it so much, they're continually using it. So yeah, I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. That's exactly what we've been trying to do, is create something that kids enjoy wearing. I mean, it's one of those things where you have to create first the awareness, and then, do I want to wear it? Does it have the right colorways? Does it can it be cool as well as be functional?
Right.
So now that we're moving with these new colors, we've seen a lot more kids actually want to use them, which is great, which is funny. It's just colors, but it does work. So
now, just to explain to me a second, give us an idea of kind of, you know, the first time the package, I guess, showed up at the door. I'm going to make this up as I go. The package showed up at the door. It was like, everybody, the Handy Gurus are here. Come look. Like, what did that feel like? Rip open the box and
It was really exciting. I was nervous too, because we had put so much time and into it just before that, for production and testing and all that. So once we
got
the final product and we opened them up, it was a really exciting moment. We all of us were kind of shocked that we'd actually taken an idea to production.
It worked the first time out, or was there kind of like, we got to tweak something, back to the drawing board and do it again? Or was it,
it worked. Most of it worked right off the bat. One of the issues was the bottle tip for this has been refined for this, just so that it goes in a little bit easier and quicker.
We also
added a sealed top so that you can carry this.
Yes, of course. Like, yeah, I noticed that for sure. Yeah.
And then one of the other things we also developed, once we've been using it quite a bit, there it is a little watch loop band. I don't know if you
guys, what is it?
It's just a little watch
loop. I don't have that. I don't think I have that.
Yeah, that might not come with your sample, but from now on.
It didn't fall off
for anybody, but when I was surfing and using it for sunscreen, I wanted to make sure that it wouldn't fall off at all, even if I fell on a wave. So that was one of my things. That's one of the things I wanted to make sure it would be secure. And for kids, when they're running around and jumping on jungle gyms, you don't want it to fall off.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no.
That was another implement that we added in the last couple of weeks, which has been.
So it was definitely, you know, it was a work in progress until it was perfected and you got it right now. Yeah. Okay.
And
awesome.
We're constantly refining to make sure it gets better and better. So
that is so cool. That is just so great. So, okay, next, I mean, I think I asked the question, but, you know, 5 years from now, where do you want to see Handy Guru? Is it going to be a whole line of, you know, gels and potions and sunscreens and.
That is our goal, is to make a company that helps you, protect you when you leave home. That's the whole idea, is whether that's from sun, whether that's from germs, whether that's from bugs, it's basically guarding your, what we call guarding your own when you leave home.
Right.
And it's huge for us. So yes, it has a potential to go beyond just sunscreen and wristbands.
Right.
It's great, because that's, we want to make sure our kids are good in the future, and give them all the tools they need to stay safe when they.
I would say so. Yeah, I would say you've done an amazing job. I thought when I saw it, I was like, God, this, why didn't, you know, it's one of those things, you go, why didn't I think of that? You know, it's really a great idea. I'm so thrilled that you came on to tell us about it. Obviously, you know, there's going to be a piece about it in the magazine as well. And that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. Absolutely. It's my pleasure. I love working, you know, and helping out entrepreneurs and get the word out for them. And, you know, I think it's such a great show to do, because other entrepreneurs learn from other entrepreneurs.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of those you know, meeting places that, you know, hey, that was a really great idea. And so you never know what you're going to get when you're on the show, and you never know what you're going to learn. So that's kind of what we try to do around here in the limelight. So Benjamin Anderson, I'm going to thank you again so much for being on the show. I give a compliment to everybody for next week, when we will have yet another extraordinary entrepreneur. Everybody, you go have yourselves a really great week while I try to find my cursor. I can't find that cursor. I can't. Oh, there you go. I have to close the show out. And in order to do that, I need to find my cursor. So Benjamin, I'm going to thank you again. Stay right there. Don't go away. Everybody, we'll talk to you again next week. Be well.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube, and you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go ahead over to InTheLimelightMedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.